Hello and welcome to Meiwei's Chinese Medicine Matters podcast, where we share traditional Chinese medicine news, research, and topics relevant to TCM practitioners and students. I'm Lauren Kaufel, and in this episode, Janet Borges discusses the classical formula, Seven Treasures for Hair. Janet Borges is a licensed acupuncturist and graduated from the American College of Traditional Chinese Medicine in San Francisco in 2002. She maintains a thriving private practice in Richmond, Virginia, focusing on mental health, musculoskeletal pain, and chronic digestive issues. In addition, she has been a representative and consultant for Meiwei Herbs for over 20 years, as well as serving on national and state boards for the advancement of the East Asian medicine profession.
Hello, this is Janet Borges, and today we're sharing with you a recent article from our newsletter entitled Qi Bao Mei Ran Dan, Seven Treasures for Beautiful Hair. The source material for this article was compiled and translated from several Chinese publications and then edited by yours truly. When I was in acupuncture school, this was not really a formula that was particularly emphasized as being important, but I came to really appreciate it when I was working at Meiwei back in the early 2000s before starting my own private practice. In particular, I read an article somewhere along the way about a practitioner using it for periodontal health, which led me back to looking at the construct of the formula and really coming to respect the beauty and simplicity of it. The original sources are found on our website within the newsletter archives. So, Qi Bao Mei Ran Dan, which translates as Seven Treasures for Beautiful Whiskers Pill, tonifies both kidney yin and kidney yang, replenishes jing, tonifies blood, strengthens tendons and bones, and benefits vitality. This classical and elegant formula was first recorded in the Ji Bu Tang prescriptions and is attributed to physician Xiao Jingjie of the Ming Dynasty. It is said that Xiao Jingjie successfully used this formula to help the Ming Dynasty's Jiajing Emperor conceive an heir. This emperor's personal name was Zhu Huozong, and he ruled from 1507 to 1567. The story goes that the Jiajing Emperor had ascended to the throne at age 14, and 10 years later still did not have an heir, potentially threatening the stability of the dynasty. Dr. Xiao presented his formula to the court to be prepared and administered by the imperial physician. The emperor then went on to have 8 sons and 5 daughters. The success of this formula led Qing Dynasty physician Wang Ong to record this story and the formula in the imperial collection of medical prescriptions. Around the same time, physician Li Shizhen recorded it in his Bensao Gongmu, the Compendium of Materia Medica. As we know, according to traditional Chinese medicine, the kidney stores prenatal essence and is the innate foundation of yin and yang, of the 5 organs and the source of life. The liver and kidney are very closely related in that the liver stores blood and the kidney stores jing essence. Jing helps produce blood and blood can transform jing. Since jing and blood have the same origin according to this theory, this means that pathologically the liver and kidney also influence each other. For example, loss of kidney jing can lead to insufficient blood, and conversely, insufficient liver blood can also cause deficiency of kidney yin, yang, or qi. According to TCM concepts, hair is the surplus of blood, and the kidney governs bones and generates marrow, and its essence is hair. From this perspective, kidney and liver deficiency can lead to hair dryness, premature graying, and hair loss. Also, since the kidney governs the bones and the liver governs the tendons, when they are not nourished, it is said that the teeth will become loose, the waist and the knees can also become weak. Other signs of kidney deficiency can be soreness and weakness of the low back and knees, and night sweats, among other symptoms. These patients may have a TCM diagnosis of kidney jing or yin deficiency alongside liver blood deficiency. If blood deficiency is the primary pathology, they may have a pale tongue or a red tongue if the primary pathology is yin deficiency. They may also present with a thready, possibly rapid, and weak pulse. The collection of medical prescriptions says that this prescription is a medicine for foot Shaoyin and foot Zhuiyin. So the basic pathogenesis of the syndrome and treatment is liver and kidney blood deficiency and insufficient primal yang. Qi Bao Mei Ran Dan is composed of 7 herbs, beginning with He Shao Wu as the chief herb to warm and nourish the liver and kidney, astringe Jing, and consolidate Qi. Gochitza and Tusutza serve as deputies in the formula, both entering the liver and kidney to replenish and consolidate Jing. Another deputy herb, Nuxi, strengthens muscles and bones and is used for its ability to strengthen the low back and knees. Dongguai root serves as an assistant to support the other herbs by nourishing liver blood. Of the remaining ingredients, Buguzhi helps tonify kidney yang and warm the dantian, and finally, Fu Ling communicates with the heart and kidney to dispel damp by promoting urination and also supports the function of the middle jiao. The herbs work synergistically to tonify yin, yang, liver, kidney, and spleen while nourishing the essence and blood, making it an excellent formula to enhance longevity. However, it is contraindicated for those with an excess constitution and a propensity toward excessive phlegm and dampness due to the cloying nature of some of the herbs in the formula. It is also contraindicated in pregnancy, during the acute stages of an illness or infection, and is to be used with caution for those with spleen deficiency or a weak digestion. While the name clearly establishes the original intent of the formula, modern clinical use of Qi Bao Mei Ran Dan allows for a wide range of applications to benefit your patient's health and is generally safe for long-term use. As always, lean into and trust your own differential TCM diagnosis to choose the best formula for your patients. Thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate you.
Thank you for tuning into this episode with Janet Borges on the classical formula, 7 Treasures for Hair. If you would like to read this article, you can find it linked in the episode description. And please subscribe to the show. It's a great way to show your support and to hear when our next episode comes out. In our upcoming episode, Dr. Kim Pirano will be discussing the TCM perspective on an overactive bladder. Until then, take good care of yourself and your patients. Chinese medicine matters, and so do you. Hi everyone, Lauren here again. Welcome to April. As many of you know, Chinese Medicine Matters is the podcast of Meiwei Herbs, a TCM online store and dispensary where practitioners can ship directly to their patients. And this month, let's embrace the beauty of April while keeping your ears, nose, and throat happy. For a limited time, stock up on seasonal nasal formulas and breathe a sigh of relief. Practitioners, use code SNIFFLES24 at checkout on meiwei.com to receive a 15% discount on all seasonal nasal formulas. And remember to sign up for the Meiwei newsletter for exclusive content and ongoing promotions. You can find a link to sign up in the episode description. And thanks for tuning in and supporting Real Chinese Medicine.